The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
My name is Zoe, and I'm 25 years old. I work as a cleaning lady. Yes, I know, it's not most people's wildest dream, but I enjoy it. It makes me happy and relaxes me, and allows me to work without talking to people. I guess it gives me a sense of control in my life. Plus, the payment is actually decent, and I don't have one single boss. Instead, I work at several different places. From family homes to bigger companies. No shame and no regrets. I am a bit of a Taco Bell fanatic, though. It is one of my forbidden pleasures. Well, at least it used to be. Until recently. I used to go 3 times per week to Taco Bell.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life does take its turns. Last year, I happened to meet the manager of the place. I was just sitting there finishing my chicken burrito when a man, very well dressed, came up to me.
Hello, my name is Ted Molizanti, and I'm the manager. I see you come here often, and I thank you for your preference, he said. Oh, hi. I'm guilty. I love your food. Now I'm actually embarrassed, I replied shyly. Please, don't feel embarrassed. Enjoy your meal, Ted said.
Before Ted could leave, I grabbed the moment to ask him if they had any openings for a cleaning lady.
Yes, we're always on the lookout for enthusiastic laborers. My bad. I mean employees, Ted said. But we don't have any openings for this specific restaurant. You see, I run several businesses, and my main office does have requirement for a rock star like you.
Wow, that is definitely an unexpected proposal. So how do we proceed? I asked.
Great. So, how is next Saturday for you? 6 p.m.? I can give you the address to my office. It's not far from here.
That's good for me, I said.
Excellent. Here's my card. I'll be waiting for you then. What's your name?
Zoe.
Nice to meet you, Zoe. I'll see you on Saturday, Ted said as he went back from wherever he came from. I was thrilled. Ted was actually kind of attractive. He wasn't the typical good-looking man, but he was tall, well-built, and there was something in his eyes and voice that I just found charismatic and strong. This first talk I had with Ted was on Tuesday, so I couldn't wait for Saturday. The excitement made me work even faster. I was still living with my mother. She definitely noticed that I was feeling enthusiastic about something, and I ended up telling her.
Oh, that sounds so good, dear,
but just be careful. These top-notch men, who think they own the world? You're very pretty. Just be smart and safe, okay? My mother said. Yes, yes, I know. It's a wicked world out there. I'm kidding. But you are right, I answered. Of course, my mother's advice was useful, but I have no brothers and sisters, and my father died when I was 19. So my mother was a bit overprotective. In any case, Saturday, 6 p.m. sharp, I arrived at Ted Molizanti's office. I was received by a secretary. Everything was legit and normal. The building looked great, and there were several people inside. A few minutes later, I was alone with Ted in his office. We agreed to a $2,000 payment. It was good enough for the amount of work. Cheers to new beginnings, Ted said as he offered me a glass of wine. Thank you, Ted. You are amazing, I said. The next couple of hours passed by in a rush. The wine tasted very exotic and strong. And Ted was even stronger. He was gentle initially, but then devoured me like a tiger. After my special meeting with Ted got over, his secretary paid me in advance, $2,000, all cash. I was super elated and proud that evening. My new job was interesting. The work hours were less, and every evening, Ted offered me his special wine and love. Things couldn't get any better, I thought. One evening after we were done, "Thank you for all your help, Zoe. How are you feeling?" "I feel great. Thank you as well. I guess I'll be seeing you tomorrow then," I said while dressing up. "I'm afraid not. I'm leaving this place. I'm shifting to a new state to manage this new office of mine. It was very nice to meet you, Zoe," Ted said as we hugged. I was heartbroken, but I always knew our special relationship would end one day. "Oh, okay, I see. Good luck, Ted." "You too. Who knows, maybe we'll meet again in the future. All the best." 2 days later, as I was having dinner at home with my mom, I started listening to voices in my head. Creepy, sinister voices telling me to stab my mother with the knife I was using to cut my meat. I tried to shake those voices away, but it was useless. And things were about to get weirder. As I looked at my mom, I saw her eyes melting. Her whole face was becoming disfigured, and her mouth became huge. Then, I heard her say, "I'm going to kill you, and then devour you, you insolent, ungrateful brat." I screamed in panic and started to hit my mother, or the monster she had become. I punched her and even broke a glass on her head. Eventually, I snapped out of that trance and saw my mother on the floor. She was no longer a monster. Her face was disfigured, yes, but only due to the beating. "Oh no. Mom! Mom!" I shouted. She wasn't responding. I immediately called 911. My mother was still alive, but her brain had suffered severe damage. The doctor told me that she will never have a full recovery. She will be mentally disabled for the rest of her life. I explained what happened and was taken into custody by the police. Apparently, I had a psychotic episode. My blood was tested, and a strange substance was found there. It was concluded that it was the reason for my attack. When asked if I had taken anything, "No, but I have been drinking this exotic wine quite regularly. Do you think it had something to do with that?"
"Could be. We'll investigate. Tell us about everything," the police officer demanded.
After the following information, the police found that Ted and his personal assistants had disappeared.
"This confirms our strong suspicion of your psychotic outbreak was related to something that these people gave you. This, at least, will probably keep you safe from criminal prosecution regarding your mother," a policeman said. I was relieved, but now I have to live with what I did with my mother.
A few months later, I received a letter. There was no address. Not even mine. Just an envelope. Inside there was a note. Simple, computer typed. It was from Ted Molizanti. It said, "Hello, Zoe. I'm sorry to tell you that you were a lab rat to an experiment of mine. I'm trying to develop a med through which I can control or influence people's minds. I guess you were one of the perfect choices for the trial. You were part of something big. You would love to know that unlike my other subjects, I genuinely liked you. I'm also sorry for your mother, but such is life. Chaos happens. Part of evolution, you know. The government already knows about me. I have friends. Of course, this piece of paper won't really help the cops. Plus, Ted Molizanti is not my real name. Take care."
I'd only been working at the pizza place for a few weeks, but I already knew the best and the worst neighborhoods for delivery. Sunset wasn't great, and the neighborhoods along Parker were a bit too dangerous. But the area behind Parnell Park was always the best. It was the expensive side of town, and the customers always gave big tips. Whenever I got a delivery request from Parnell, I always knew that I'd be pocketing a bit of extra cash. That's why it was so strange when an order came in from one of the nicest houses in Parnell, and none of the other workers wanted to do the delivery. They flat out refused. Of course, I agreed to take the job. Easy money, right? It was my last delivery of the night, a little past 11, and I drove there on my bike. When I pulled up in front of the large house, I knew I'd been wise to take the order. The place was enormous, with grand columns flanking the entrance and a burbling fountain in the center of the circular driveway. I took the three large pizzas to the front door and rang the doorbell. After a long moment of waiting, an older woman in a red dress answered. She smiled at me, and my blood ran cold. There was something in her eyes, something dark. She looked at me like some sort of wild animal about to pounce. I handed her the pizzas and told her the amount. She apologized, saying she didn't have her purse with her. She asked me to come inside so she could grab some cash. I said that it was company policy to wait outside, but her smile faded and she said, "Come inside or I'll pay you nothing." I gulped and followed her into the grand foyer. She placed the pizzas on a wide mahogany table and disappeared into the back. The house was spotless. Clearly, they had plenty of maids to dust around the huge statues and antique furniture. I also realized that there was some sort of party going on. All female. All of them were in red. And everyone there wore some sort of masquerade mask over their eyes. Everyone except for the woman who greeted me. She must have been the hostess. The women were clustered into groups, drinking Bloody Marys and casually chatting with each other. As soon as they saw me, though, all conversations stopped. Every person there turned to me and smiled. They seemed to move in unison, as if they all noticed me at the exact same instant. I did not like this place, not at all. I stood near the marble statue of a woman in a hood. Its face looked very similar to the hostess. Two women, each as old as my grandmother, casually walked toward me. They pulled their masquerade masks away from their faces. Both had clearly gotten several rounds of plastic surgery in the past. Their pale faces were slathered with thick makeup.
"Well, aren't you handsome?"
one of them said, while the other leaned forward and stroked my cheek. I backed away. "I'm just here to deliver the pizzas," I told them. The taller woman, the one who touched my cheek, urged me to sit with her on the nearby sofa. "I really can't," I said. "I have to get back to the restaurant." She pulled out a $100 bill and slid it into my shirt pocket.
"You can stay for a few minutes, of course," she said.
I really needed the money, but I wasn't going to compromise my morals for easy cash. I didn't know what they wanted from me, but it didn't seem good. The other woman pulled a small jar from her purse. She silently held it towards me. Was she waiting for me to give her a tip? That didn't make sense. And the other woman, the one who slipped me the money, pulled out a long, thin knife. Its silver handle was in the shape of a wolf's head. She waved it around, staring at the blade as if it was some sort of valuable treasure.
If you cut your hand just a little, I'll give you another 100.
I looked at the knife. What the hell was going on? I refused. No amount of money would make me hurt myself. That's when I noticed that there was something strange about the decorations all around us. The marble statues were of human figures, but they all had angry expressions. And each of them had small horns sticking out of their heads. Some even had goat legs. And the paintings on the wall? Oh God, the paintings. They showed forest scenes of wolves tearing people apart.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I really have to go, I said. The woman objected, saying that their hostess still hadn't returned with the cash. I patted the $100 in my pocket. This is more than enough, ma'am, I said. I knew, however, that the order came to over $90, so I really wasn't making a big tip at all. But at that point, I didn't care about the money. All I cared about was getting the hell out of there. She grabbed my arm and held tight.
300 for two cuts, she said. Just small ones, though. Just enough to draw blood. People usually choose their palms, though any area of skin will do.
And the other woman still held the jar. She tapped her index finger against the side, clinking her long fingernail against the glass. I realized with a gulp that she was waiting for me to agree to the offer. She was waiting to fill up the jar with my blood. She glanced at her friend, smiling even wider, and whispered something into her ear, something I couldn't make out. I pulled out of her grip and started backing toward the door. All the women in the house, every single one of them, began to walk toward me. They all smiled, and their teeth seemed sharp. The hostess appeared from the back of the room holding her purse. I knew she was going to pay for the pizzas, but I couldn't wait any longer. The other women began to surround me. I didn't know what they were going to do, but I didn't want to find out. I pushed my way through the crowd and ran out the front door.
Wait!
The hostess called. I got on my bike and rode as fast as I could back to the restaurant. I still don't know what those women were planning and what kind of party they were trying to have. The only thing I knew for certain was that if that address ever ordered any pizza again, I'd let someone else do the delivery.
The doorbell rang just as I was getting out of the shower. I wasn't expecting anyone, and it was a little after 8 in the evening, so I was immediately put on edge. Who would be calling around this hour? It could have been one of the neighbors, I suppose, but I wasn't close with any of them, so it would be strange if it was them. The doorbell rang again, followed by a light knock. "Give me a minute," I yelled as I put on a robe. The lights were on in the front room, so whoever it was knew I was home. I couldn't just hide and wait for them to go away. When I felt presentable enough to talk to a stranger, I approached the door and disengaged the lock, pulling it open just wide enough for me to peep out. A young man was sitting on the doorstep holding a box. He had a cap on that shadowed most of his face, and a brown uniform with a logo that I couldn't quite make out. Pizza delivery for Miss Roberts? I stared at him for a long moment, fumbling for a response. I didn't order any pizza, I finally said. You must be at the wrong address. Oh. The man glanced down at his phone, a frown appearing between his brows. This is Miss Roberts' residence, yes? I nodded. Yes, I'm Amelia Roberts. He relayed the address he was given, and I confirmed that it was indeed my address. But I didn't order any pizza, I said again. There must have been a mistake. The man shrugged, holding out the box towards me. No mistakes here. This is the address I was given, he said. I was paid in advance, so no need to worry, I guess. I hesitated. I'm sorry, I can't accept this, I said. The man stared at me, his eyes dark beneath his cap. He was getting impatient now. I could tell from the way he was shuffling his feet, his shoulders tensing. Look, ma'am, I have other orders to deliver. I don't care what you do with it, but can you please take it? With a sigh, I finally conceded, taking the pizza box from his hands. Have a good night, ma'am, tipping his hat slightly before jogging back to his car, idling on the street outside. I glanced down at the box with a frown. Who would have ordered a pizza to my house? I live alone, and it wasn't the kind of thing anyone I knew would do. I watched the car pull away and disappear into the night, then closed the door and locked it behind me, carrying the pizza into the kitchen. I never had anything like this happen to me before, and I didn't know what to make of it. The delivery guy seemed legit, but I still wasn't going to risk eating the pizza that I didn't order. I had no idea of knowing where it had really come from, or what intent was from whoever sent it. The least I could do, however, was take a look inside. There might have been a note or something to explain who it was from. The smell emanating from the box was making me hungry, but I shook my head. It was too weird, too suspicious. There was no way I was actually going to eat it. I grabbed the edge of the lid and lifted it open. Pepperoni, my favorite. But that must have just been a coincidence. Most people like pepperoni. A streak of red caught my eye, and I lifted the lid further, the color draining rapidly from my face. Written in red on the inside of the lid were, "I'm inside your house." I stared at the writing, my eyes going wide. What the hell? Was this some kind of cruel joke? I could tell from the smell that it was just ketchup, but the resemblance to blood made me feel queasy. And those words, what could they mean? A chill rattled across my neck, and I subconsciously glanced around. The kitchen was empty, exactly how I left it, and the rest of the house was silent. There's no way anyone could have gotten inside. I locked all the doors before stepping into the shower, and it was the middle of winter, so none of the windows were open. But I wasn't about to ignore the threat, either. It was probably nothing, and I was hoping maybe just a prank, but the least I could do was make sure that my own house was safe. Pulling open the kitchen drawer, I took out a knife. It felt uncomfortable in my hand, but I'd feel better if I had something to defend myself with, just in case. I'd take a look around the house, but if I couldn't see anything suspicious, what more could I do? I doubt the police would listen to me. They'd blow me off as some kind of prank, or at least not take it too seriously. After all, it had to be someone I knew if they had my name and address. That thought struck me for a moment, and I wondered how they'd gotten my details. I don't suppose it would be that hard, though, if they intercepted maybe some mail of mine, or I don't know, it was still so odd. Was it someone I knew, or was it a stranger? I shook the thoughts away, holding the knife in a tight grip as I went to each room, searching behind each door and in every gap for a sign of an intruder. As expected, there was nobody here. Just some empty threat after all. But it still made me uneasy. They might not be inside the house now, but what if their intention was to break in later? Was I in any danger? Or was I just overthinking things? I don't know what the smart thing to do was in this kind of situation. I ended up calling my sister. She lives across town with her husband and two kids, and I felt bad for disturbing her at this hour, but I didn't know who else to tell. She was the only person I could really trust. She was smart enough to know what I should do. "What the hell, Monica? Get out of there," she said as soon as I told her about the message. "Did you call the police?" "I didn't see any point," I muttered, feeling embarrassed. "Honestly," Sarah said, and I can imagine her pinching the bridge of her nose in exasperation. "I'm coming to get you. You're staying at my house tonight." No, really, I'm sure it's not... I froze, the words falling silent on my tongue. "Monica," Sarah's voice came through the speaker, but I was barely listening. I heard footsteps in the hallway behind me, a heavy tread, like boots against wood. I wasn't alone after all. "Monica," Sarah said again, her voice strangled with panic. "Are you there? What's wrong?" "Call the police," I whispered, but my voice was barely audible. "There's someone in the house." "Oh my God," Sarah gasped. I heard movement, then her voice further away. "Tom, call the police. We need to get to Monica's house now. Monica, are you still there? Where is he? Can you find somewhere to hide?" I was hardly able to breathe. As my body kicked into gear, I grabbed the knife. "He's coming," I gasped softly, listening to the boots thud closer. There was no point in running now. I had nowhere to run. The door to the kitchen swung open slowly, and my knees shook as I stumbled backwards, clutching the knife in one hand and a phone in the other. When my eyes finally fell on the man standing in the doorway, I felt my chest lurch. Isaac? I blurted, staring wide-eyed at my ex-boyfriend. What the hell are you doing? Isaac smirked at me from the doorway, holding something in his hand. I realized with a sinking dread that it was a hammer. "Stay away from me, you creep!" Isaac's smirk deepened, spreading across his face like a shadow. "You know I don't like being made a fool of, Monica." I stumbled back again, eyeing the hammer in his hand. "So what, you're here to do the same? To try to scare me?" He shook his head. "Oh no," he said, raising the hammer and slamming it against the palm of his hand. It was then that I realized that he was wearing leather gloves. "I'm gonna do so much more than scare you." His voice was drowned beneath the screech of sirens outside, and I felt a relief crash through my body. The police, thank God. Anger twisted Isaac's face, and he made a frantic lunge for me, raising the hammer over his head. I screamed, dropping the phone with a crack, and drove the knife into his stomach before he could hit me. I don't remember much after that. Isaac was taken to the hospital, and the police questioned me about what was happening. And Sarah was there, telling me it wasn't my fault, that I acted in self-defense, that Isaac might have hurt me otherwise. It all turned out okay in the end, but if I didn't call Sarah or grab the knife, things could have ended very, very differently that night.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.